quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Thursday here on the show. And you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Dynamite was last night, and they, of course, are working up for their big AEW New Japan Forbidden Door show, which is coming up on June 28th. That June 28th weekend, that's the wild one. We've got Forbidden Door on the same day as Slammiversary, which is on the same day as Great American Bash. Three shows in one day, and the day before is Night of Champions. And so that is four PLEs. From WWE, NXT, TNA, and AEW, and New Japan. Four all over the course of 2 days. That's coming up, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. So we'll talk about Dynamite tonight. Talk about the death of the Duke of Dorchester, Pete Doherty, who actually was 83 years old. Was listed as 81 yesterday, but I believe he was actually 83. So we got that. We got a bunch of notes from TNA, which is good because Lance Storm is here. We'll talk about everything that's going on with TNA wrestling. A lot of departures. And then we've got, as always, the Dynamite TV Report. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So, a lot of fun stuff coming up here today. We'll kick it off here with Lance Storm after the break. Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today, and I'm just waiting for this smoke alarm to go off. No, I have not changed the batteries yet. I'm doing a scientific experiment because it's only going off during this show so far. So that's kind of weird. It's on a timer. So if it goes off during this hour, I don't know. It hasn't gone off at any other point during the day. So I'm trying to find out what's going on. Maybe this show's just too hot.
One of your kids have a smoking habit. They kayfabe while you're doing the show.
Maybe. I don't smell anything. It's bizarre. So we're gonna follow along with what's going on with the smoke detector during this show here today. If it goes as it did yesterday, that's when Nixie was on, by the way. Maybe she set it off. 12:40-ish is when it's going to go off. 3:40 Eastern. So we're all just going to wait and listen. All right? Lance, I think the first question today is, are you still employed by TNA?
I am, yes.
Okay. Haven't heard otherwise yet?
Haven't heard otherwise.
Is your phone on?
You'd know before me, probably.
Okay. Well, a lot of weird things going on. Even Nick Nemeth just did an interview going, a lot of weird things going on. So Tommy Dreamer is gone. And apparently TNA had been talking to Road Dogg for weeks now. And I guess among the people that knew about it, they thought that Road Dogg was coming in to work with Tommy Dreamer. But then Tommy Dreamer went on Busted Open yesterday. It was very weird. He says that, you know, Carlos Silva called and that's it for me. And he was weeping. And I'm not making fun of the guy crying, but there's a point to this. He was crying about no longer being involved with TNA, okay? But then TNA put out a press release which said that Tommy Dreamer, who has worked in TNA's creative and talent relations department, is leaving the company as TNA and Dreamer mutually agreed to part ways. I'm a little skeptical of that line. But anyway, Tessa Blanchard has also been released. And the story there, by the way, apparently Road Dogg is just going to replace Tommy Dreamer. So not work alongside him. He's his replacement. And then with Tessa Blanchard, you know, long story short, WWE and they own AAA. and AEW works with CMLL, and TNA works with WWE, and Tessa had been working for TNA and AEW's partner, CMLL. And the story is that they said, you know what, you got to make a choice. You want to work for TNA or CMLL? And she basically said, well, you know, I got my whole life in Mexico now. I forget the term that she used, but basically she's like Ludwig Kaiser. She a Mexican can be born anywhere. And so she chose CMLL. And so she's gone. And then Sami Callihan, I don't have his tweet in front of me, but he basically tweeted, I'm gone with TNA. Oh, well, follow Pro Wrestling Revolver. That was like his whole thing. So he's gone. And I think he was an agent, right?
He did some producing, like did produce pre-tapes as well as occasionally a match. And I think he did other office stuff. I'm not entirely sure.
So those three are all gone. And TNA, their press release said it was a workforce reduction, that's for sure, designed to streamline operations and sharpen strategic focus and profitability. I don't know what any of these words mean, but that's what they said. So I hate to ask, Lance, but do you have any insight?
Well, not really, but I do think everyone's blowing it out of proportion. Like, okay, Tommy was removed as head of creative. It's like, that happens. I love Tommy. I've known him for 30 years, enjoyed working with him, and I'm going to miss him. But it's not like that doesn't happen in wrestling. It happens all the time. And again, Sammy, I'm not entirely sure what his position was, but I love Sammy. I enjoyed working with him, but there's office shakeups all the time. Tessa, again, you've explained it as a bit of a political thing, and she's got to decide which place serves her best. And, you know, I think she lives in Mexico. I think she's married to a guy in Mexico. So her deciding to stay in Mexico seems fairly logical. So it's like, I don't think it's the Max Exodus that the internet likes to portray it to be, but it's a shakeup. And, you know, I've been in with TNA for 4 years now, and there was a shakeup when Scott was removed, and then there was a shakeup when Ariel, I don't remember his last name, Scherner, I think, was removed, and, you know, now Tommy has been replaced, or is going to be replaced, I don't know. But shakeups happen, and companies continue on.
There have been a lot of shakeups in this place over the last 25 years. I think the reason is because, you know, these things all happened over the last day or two, but we've also had, you know, Mansur and Steph DeLander and there have been several others that have left over the last month or two. And so if you put the whole last 2 months together, yes, it does look like a lot of people are leaving and not a lot are coming in, but, you know, I guess that is the wrestling business, so. All right, we've got some other news here. Do you remember the Duke of Dorchester?
100%. He was on the very first WWF show I ever watched.
Which one was that?
That was the Mother's Day edition of Saturday Night's Main Event, where the Duke of Dorchester faced JYD with his mom in attendance.
God. We just watched. It was, I don't know how long ago it was, but we went through all the Saturday Night's Main Events. And we watched that first. I think he was on two Saturday Night's Main Events, but you saw the first one.
Yeah, and it was the first WWF match I ever saw. I was home and on a Saturday night switching channels and stumbled across WWF. And when the WWE Network first became a thing, when I first subscribed to the WWE Network, that was one of the first things I did, was go rewatch the Saturday Night's Main Events in order. I did the Clash of Champions as well, but greatly remember the cartoon antics of one Duke of Dorchester, Pete Doherty.
You know, I saw that one. There was another. I forget who he wrestled on the other Saturday Night's Main Event, but, you know, I want to talk a little bit about jobbers here. I got a little time. So
You're an appropriate person to cover that.
Think about the Duke of Dorchester. Thank you, Lance. You're the guest on the show. Think about the Duke of Dorchester. He was like the stars in that he was larger than life. He was a larger than life job guy. And I've watched a lot of jobbers. I'm a advocate for doing job squash matches and enhancement matches, whatever you want to call it. I think, you know, WWE kind of does them here and there, but I don't think they do them right. You know, I don't want to see too many of them, but I do. There is a charm to doing a squash match correctly, okay? And what you need is you got to have a star who's going to be the guy that beats up the jobber. And then the jobber's got to be like, there's got to be something special about the jobber. Like, nowadays, people always complain, oh, no one wants to see squash matches. No one wants to see these job. And it's like, yeah, because they're freaking boring. Like, you get a normal-looking indie wrestler, you know, and then some star goes in there, and then they beat him up, and, like, nobody cares. Like, that's not the way it used to be done. In the old days, I mean, even if it were a squash match, you were entertained in one way or the other, usually, okay? The jobber's just like, you can't even believe that this person exists. They're like, they're so skinny, or they're so ugly, or their gear is so horrible, or their wrestling is so terrible. And it's like, something about it is fun for 3 minutes. And then, you know, the star kills him and everything like that. And I think that if we had, well, you know, we don't have jobbers. We don't have real jobbers anymore. Like, a person whose job is to be a jobber. They're not some indie star somewhere that gets looked, they're just like a jobber. That's like their role. And, you know, I miss those days. The Duke of Dorchester, he was so loud. He was so wacky looking. Missing teeth. The wild blonde hair. Just, it was, God. But there is a downside to these jobbers, which we'll talk about after the break, because Dave actually reminded me of this. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Joyce, what do you think of my shirt, Lance? Too baggy or just right?
Looking all right.
All right. Hey, we're both going to be going to shows this weekend. Tom and I will be in attendance at the Relentless Year 5 show, Players and Spectators in Spokane, Washington. Relentless PNW, pretty much everywhere. So if you're there, stop by and say hi. Tom and I will be there all weekend. Going to hang out at the awesome Northern Quest Casino, which is great. And it's going to be a fun time. So that is the Relentless Year 5 celebration. Players and spectators, Saturday night, doors at 6, bell at 7. You never know what'll happen at a Relentless show. So, as they say, don't you dare miss it.
Yeah, and I will be at the Heart Dungeon show at the Calgary Stampede Pavilion. I'm just going to be backstage hanging out. Mike Santana is in town, and he's wrestling Chris Knight, who is a student of mine and a good friend. So I'm going down to say hi to them and watch them. I think they're in the main event, so I actually have to stay later than I usually do.
You know, we were talking about Pete Doherty and jobbers, and I've watched and rewatched a lot of shows, and you know, I was sitting there raving about Pete Doherty, and his matches were always entertaining, and then Dave did remind me of something, which is, like, if you watch some of those old, we used to watch, I forget which, maybe it was Primetime Wrestling. I mean, there were a lot of old WWE shows from the early and mid-80s. And, you know, these jobber matches were not always what we just described, where Junkyard Dog shows up on Saturday Night Main Event and power slams this guy in 2 minutes and then dances with his mom. I mean, they would often put two prelim guys in the ring and have them go like 15 minutes. And these matches were horrible. I mean, holy smokes. I every now and then you would turn, like, you know, Grill and Bobby, you know, they'd say, hey, we're going to take a look at, who, you know, whoever, the Ultimate Warrior, and he'd have a squash match or whatever. And then, you know, the main event tonight's going to be a real good one. It's Tito Santana versus Greg the Hammer Valentine. That was like your big main event on Primetime Wrestling. But then it'd be like, you know, Pete Doherty is going to face some other Pete Doherty. And they would go in there for like 15 minutes. And you'd just be sitting there watching this match going, oh my God, how long is this? And it would go on and on and on and
really?
On.
We never got matches like that on television.
Are you kidding me? No. You didn't get Primetime Wrestling?
No.
We oh, the dear God.
Challenge and Superstars and Maple Leaf Wrestling. That's it.
Well, Challenge and Superstars, they were an hour long, and so you'd get a little more action. But, man, these primetime shows, they were like 2 hours long. And so they just, it was a bunch of house show matches. And then, like, a house show C-level main event. I mean, oh, my God. I got to go through during the break and look at some of these matches they had on Primetime Wrestling because
SD was me.
It'd be like SD Jones. Yeah.
SD Jones. He was like our favorite job guy.
It'd be like an SD Jones versus Pete Doherty match. You'd be like, what? And it would go and go and go.
We
and
loved
go.
SD, man. He was great.
God. Holy smokes. God bless him, though. I love Pete Doherty. He was a fabulous jobber, is what he was. And apparently he had like some, he had some job, just a normal job, and he would just, you know, do wrestling jobs on the side. And, you know, Dave goes, I think he went to the Carolinas once for a week. Might have been on vacation. Just did some jobs while he was there. Always bring your gear, everybody. Hey, going back to TNA, PW Insider's reporting that TNA and Ohio Valley are reportedly working towards an agreement, where Ohio Valley would essentially become a developmental system for TNA. So that'd be something. It's always good to have a developmental system of some sort. You know, I haven't watched a lot of Ohio Valley of late. Who's running it again right now?
I don't know. Is it Al Snow still?
I think so, yeah. Didn't he buy it?
I think he did at one point.
Yeah.
Although I think someone else may have bought it and just Al runs it. I'm not entirely sure.
This person wants to know, is the Heart Dungeon still active? Well, apparently.
Well, the Heart Dungeon is the thing Natty and TJ are running in Florida.
Yeah, they've got their own...
But there is Dungeon Wrestling here in Calgary that still runs.
Yes.
Run by, I think, Brett's kids are the people behind it, but yeah.
But is there a dungeon training school up in Canada right now?
I don't believe so. There's okay. A couple places that still train people, but I don't think the Hearts have one.
All right. So WWE has reportedly made several creative adjustments following Rhea Ripley's knee injury. WWE is forced to make changes in the SmackDown Women's Division heading into Night of Champions in light of Rhea Ripley's knee injury. Various adjustments have been made in expectation that she might be sidelined for an indefinite period. We talked about this a couple of days ago. The big sign, actually, it's sort of funny, you know, with WWE. Not so much lately, but certainly when Vince was in charge. You know, they would advertise an entire card for Raw during the dying days of Vince McMahon in charge. And they'd maybe do one of them, if you were lucky. One of the advertised matches would take place the following week. But now, you know, when there's a change, they will change that poster. And they had Rhea Ripley on the Night of Champions poster. And she apparently injured her knee during a match. I think it might have actually been a house show match, which, of course, is not good because they're just now bringing them back. And the idea was not for people to get hurt on them. But they took her off the poster. And that means she ain't on the show. So usually they're very good, believe it or not, about the posters. Like if you're on the poster, you're going to be on the show unless there's something that happens. And if you're not going to be on a show, they will take you off the poster. So hopefully she's all right. We haven't really heard an update yet. But certainly, you know, her being off the show means there is a problem. So
poster subject to change is better than card subject to change.
Well, yeah, they will change it.
They let you know.
Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't need to
be out too long.
Surgery or vacating the title or anything like that. That would suck. But man, there.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves there, Brian.
Well, you know, the thing is, Lance, and you know this, and it is, you know, the women. It happens to the men too, but it happens to the women to a much greater degree. And it's not just in wrestling, it's in all sports. These torn ACLs are a thing. And I don't know what it is. But, you know, I mean, God, you can watch NXT and the main roster, and there are knee braces everywhere. Like, it seems like every single solitary woman almost has torn an ACL or two at some point. And hopefully she's okay. But I worry about that sort of thing. So that is the update. Let's see. A lot of new promotions joining my AEW, and they have added the CMLL New Japan Fantastica Mania as an add-on. This Wednesday, AEW added Warrior Wrestling, Creative Pro, and Wrestle Pro to the platform, and they will be doing a one-time broadcast of CMLL Presents New Japan Fantastica Mania Mexico 2026. So you can watch that for $9.99. MyAEW, of course, is not available in the U.S. unless you take Stephanie up on her offer and get a MyVPN or whatever. But they've got a number of promotions, including Limitless, 1FW, C4, Produce, Warrior Wrestling, Creative Pro, and Wrestle Pro. And you can check out all of those on MyAEW, which is basically attempting to replace Triller, which I guess still exists, but is clearly not doing well. And a lot of promotions are not being paid by Triller, even though they are still on Triller. So we'll see how long it lasts, but not looking good. This, the Collision, this coming Saturday, we got, this is non-spoiler, by the way. It was taped yesterday. Non-spoiler. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Adam Priest. We have got Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks versus Jay Lethal, Lee Johnson, and Blake Christian. We got Athena versus Maya World, Women's Owen Hart Foundation Tournament Semifinal. Chris Statlander versus Mina Shirakawa, Survival of the Fittest qualifier, and Tommaso Ciampa and Chris Jericho face-to-face. Did you hear that Statlander apparently tattooed all of her back scars on permanently?
Okay.
That's what she did. Apparently very proud of those back scars. Not sure I would have done that, but hey.
Well,
to each their own.
At least then it looks like purposeful art, not just tears in your skin.
Well, quite frankly, scars that you got in a wrestling match are purposeful art. Right?
Sure.
Person here says...
one of my eye wasn't on purpose.
Do you recall in 2022 reviewing a match between Tatanka and Peter Weeks? No, I don't, but I do see that we described him as the new worst jobber ever. Peter Weeks. I have to go back and watch that one again. So, by the way, also, we didn't mention last night or today when talking about the Duke of Dorchester that he also did have a different gimmick. He was the Golden Terror. Mm. And Captain Lou Albano was his manager. And because, you know, Pete Doherty was so, I mean, he was unforgettable. Captain Lou never let him talk because everybody would know immediately who he was. But it was Pete Doherty, so that was his other role. Back in a moment with a Dynamite Report, Observer Live.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener. Like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV. But if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to you at a campsite play his acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, before we get into Dynamite tonight, Lance, what do we got on TNA this evening?
TNA Impact on AMC. We have a six-man with the Hardys and Moose facing the system. We have Nick Nemeth, Mike Santana, and Casey Navarro against Order 4, which, again, I believe if Nick and Santana get into it, one of them will be removed from the Slammiversary main event. So hopefully they will keep it together. We've got Elena Black versus Indy Hartwell, and we have Ricky Sosa's big debut after signing with TNA. Talent coming into the company, Brian.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could use some of that now, couldn't we, Lance?
Well, we have some of that. We've got both Ricky Sosa and Fabian Aichner being new additions to the roster.
I like old Fabian Aichner.
He's quite good.
Yeah, he is. All right. By the way, if you go to my Twitter, my X, my Blue Sky, any of those, get a link to the new book, Pro Wrestling for Dummies, which should be out in late August, early September. You can pre-order it now and grab your copy. It's going to be a lot of fun. And grab copies for all of your dummy friends as well, so they can learn about this sport that you love.
Well, you consulted with your dummy friends when writing the book, so why not?
Yeah, my dummy friends helped edit it. So, this AEW show. You watched Dynamite?
I did.
Okay, this is weird. So, I watched the show, and I don't know. I thought, like, you know, the crowd was quiet at times, and then the points, the wrestlers were able to get him into the action and get him hot. And then I did the show with Dave, and Dave said the crowd sucked. They didn't care about anything. And then we got into an argument about whether it was the booking or just a bad crowd. He blamed the crowd. I said part of this, I'm sure, is... I mean, geez, we had Brodito reunited in a match with the Death Riders, unadvertised. I mean, they didn't even shoot an angle last week. So I said, I think there's more to it than the crowd. And then today, a bunch of people are like, I thought the crowd was great. So where do you fall in all of this, Lance?
I honestly don't recall what the crowd was.
It was just fine.
I wasn't gripped by it. I was interested in the opening match until it turned into a dance-off, to be honest. I thought Brodito versus the Death Riders would have been a more serious contest and didn't need a Macarena interlude followed by the Daniel Garcia pelvic thrust dance. So there were always moments like that that hurt my investment in the contest.
Well, we'll do a long review on the Brian and Vinny show tonight, but very quickly. It did open with an unadvertised match with big stars. It opened with an MJF promo where he basically buried all of the people that are coming after his title and told them all that none of them have a prayer, especially Mark Briscoe, who wouldn't even get a shot. And then Don revealed who was on Team MJF. Kevin Knight, Kyle Fletcher, Jake Doyle, Okada, and Andrade. And Trent
thought it was him. Did you notice he was walking to the front of the pack?
I did.
And then he stopped.
And then he was pouting afterwards. And I'll talk about that more tonight. Then we had Tony Nese and Kenny Omega. I mean, I've been begging for like 6 years for them to do this, and now they're starting to do it. Kenny Omega just beat this dude quick. We didn't go back and forth for 10 minutes. Tony Nese didn't take half the match. Kenny Omega just smashed this guy and then did a promo. And he talked about Zack Sabre Jr., who came out with TMDK. Kenny left the ring. The Bucks and Jungle Boy joined him on the ramp. And then it was weird. It was like, Kenny cut this promo that sounded like he was setting up a multi-person match, and then it didn't. They just left.
I'm in favor of matches like this, though. I like that we get to see a taste of Kenny Omega in a match. And, again, it keeps the pay-per-view special because they have the competitive matches there. So I'm all in favor for not every match, but the occasional match where a big star just murders someone else.
By the way, Jungle Boy, even though he was out here on television, he has not re-signed yet. So I presume that Tony figures he's absolutely going to re-sign, Because normally when someone's deal is coming up and they haven't re-signed, they are just removed from the program altogether. So my presumption is Tony thinks he's re-signing. Then yes, completely unadvertised, John Moxley and Daniel Garcia faced Brodito, who have reunited. And just they came out and I was like, what? This match is on the show? Sure was. And they had a very good match. Marina got involved. So Bandito gave her a deadlift suplex and then hit a big dive on everybody outside, broke down into a four-way. And Bandito hit Garcia with a deadlift 21-plex and pinned him. And this is to set up Bandito versus John Moxley at Forbidden Door.
For whatever title Moxley has.
He has the Continental title, which means nobody can interfere. By the way, no alarm.
Yay.
Interesting. Okada and Fletcher did a promo backstage. They want to take back the international title, which is held by Takeshita. We had a Ciampa promo where he basically said, I didn't always hate Jericho, but this 2026 Jericho, the goofy guy with puns, I hate that guy, every last bit of him. If you're going to bring that guy around, stay out of my world. But if you think I'm worthy, let's dance. And so Jericho later... they're going to have a serious promo on Collision. No comment.
Yeah, Chris was getting close to some gimmick infringement there, just got to say.
He is? What are you talking about?
Him wanting to be serious. Pay attention, bro.
Oh, I see. I wasn't paying attention to my own commentary. Not the first time. The Dogs are backstage. They are attacked by Copeland and Cage, who make a surprise return, unadvertised, backstage. Not exactly how I would have done it. They beat these guys to the ring, and then they basically cut a promo saying they're going to show them old man strength, old man knowledge, old man grumpiness at Forbidden Door. Had a Starlight Kid video followed by a Tekla promo. They're wrestling at Forbidden Door. Brodito then set up the match with John Moxley. And then we had Mercedes and Hazuki, Owen Hart's semifinal match. You know what this week was, everybody? It was the week of the women, because on this show and on NXT, the women just smoked the dudes. I mean, God, this match was great. This was the best match on the show. I think this was better than the main event, actually. And just a great one-on-one match. And on the NXT show, the two best matches were the tag match main event and the natty match. The natty match was great. So, awesome week for the women. Mercedes and Hazuki had a great match. Mercedes beat her with a statement maker. And she moves on to the finals.
And they had some time, too. How long did they go?
They got, like, almost 20 minutes, I think. This one should have gotten 20 minutes, but, like, I don't think the Brodito match needed to go as long as it did. That went through two commercial breaks. And the Will Ospreay and Swerve face-to-face, I mean, I don't think this should have been edited when they decided what they were going to talk about, because, I mean, it went on and on and on. And there's a lot I can say. I'll say it tonight on the Brian Vinny Show because we don't have time. But basically, I mean, I thought Will was very good. I thought Swerve was very good. I think they went too long. I think it was too inside. I mean, there was a line in here that was so inside that I don't even know what they were talking about. Swerve made some comment about how when I was champion, I had to take the backseat to these old guys, and I was even sent home for weeks because of egos. And I was like, I have no earthly idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about here. And if I don't know, the fans don't know.
Oh, someone's going to point out you're an idiot for not knowing.
No, actually, I went on the board today where they always like to point out I'm an idiot, and they were like, I don't know what he's talking about either. So no one knows what he was talking about, and it went a long time. And I think the other thing, especially when you talk about the crowd, is Will Ospreay a big star? Yes. Is Swerve a big star? Yes. Is Will Ospreay and Swerve a big match? Yes. But is there anybody that thinks there's any chance whatsoever that what's going to happen isn't going to happen? I mean, no matter what they do to build up this match, we all know what it is. It's Ospreay winning the Owen.
Could you imagine if Swerve won? Everybody'd be like, what?
I mean, they could. They're not going to do that. So
I would hope not.
It's a foregone conclusion. Like, you're watching these guys build, but they're building like you know what's going to happen. I mean, of all of the matches, of all of the AEW matches this year, this is the one with that is the most foregone conclusion. What's happening in this match here? So I don't think they needed to go quite as long as they did.
Well, I think that Kenny Omega, Tony Nese one was pretty pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking like big pay-per-view matches, being honest here. And then we had the main event, which was MJF, Andrade, Fletcher, Jake Doyle, Okada, Kevin Knight, against Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, Takeshita, and Darby Allin. And they randomly added, if anyone gets DQ'd, they're out of the cage match. Tony just loves adding a stip. So,
and then there was several points in this match where it's like they probably could have called for a DQ.
I know. They were like, there was a moment where they're brawling outside and bashing each other. And I'm like, how is that not a DQ? So anyway.
So there was really no point to this match. Because when they first announced it, I thought they said the winner of the match gets the man advantage. So I'm like, oh, it's a War Games. But it's like, it's not.
It's not. What they actually said, and it was weird the way they said it, was if anyone gets DQ'd, they would lose a man advantage, meaning they're out of the match. That's how it was. And for a while, I was like, they'll lose.
Well, I understood it later, but at the beginning, I thought it was for the man advantage.
Yeah.
This served no purpose, in my opinion. And to be honest, most of the exciting parts of this match were the stuff that was outside of the ring and wouldn't be able to happen in a cage match.
Well, this I do remember the cage. It's a big freaking cage. I mean, it goes into like the third row, it seems. So
it's like the Thunderdome cage with ringside area.
There will be room to get out of the cage, and there better be with 12 or 14 people. There were 10. They did it last year with 10 in a big cage, and it worked out fine. But we're adding 12. Two more men here, so yeah. But anyway, Roddy ends up getting blind tag. MJF puts him in the salt of the earth, submits him. So my guess is that the finish of the cage match is Briscoe pinning MJF with the J-Driller, and then he'll get a title shot on TV before the show in Canada, the pay-per-view where Kenny Omega presumably is going to win.
And I would imagine that may rank in there with your foregone conclusion matches too, bro.
Kind of is, but you never know. Because if anybody loses on MJF's team, MJF has to give the guy a title match. So, you know, they could pay him.
I'm meaning the Briscoe,
yes,
MJF match prior to All In.
I do believe that is happening. I do believe that is happening. So, this person says Swerve was suspended and fined $100,000 in storyline back in February. That wasn't what he was talking about. No, he was talking about some actual thing where he had to sit at home. I don't know. No one seems to know.
Was he fined for burning Hangman's house down?
Actually, he wasn't fined for that.
What did he do to warrant $100,000 fine if burning a man's house down?
It's a good question.
Hangman burned the house down.
Hangman burned Swerve's house down.
Yeah, Swerve just broke into his house and menaced his child.
Yes. Neither of these were finable offenses.
Nope.
No. That's just course of business.
No. All right. TK is a maniac. That's established.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Boy, what a busy weekend. I'll be at Relentless in Spokane. Tom's going to the Heart Dungeon.
No, I'm going to Heart.
What?
I'm going to Dungeon Wrestling. You said Tom.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Tom's going to the show you're at. I'm going to the Heart Dungeon show.
I don't believe I made that mistake. Lance is going to the Heart Dungeon. There's Impact tonight, SmackDown on Friday, Collision on Saturday, and so much to get into. So when are you back, Lance?
When am I back where?
On the show here. Tuesday?
Tuesday. I don't leave till the anniversary.
I expect you to dress better.
Okay.
We're gonna work on fashion here on this show. No baggy shirts.
I was stepping up just getting to a blue t-shirt instead of my standard black.
No tank tops. Those are forbidden. I don't know if Tom knows yet, but we're gonna change. Actually, Vinny is the worst offender. Vinny's tank tops. It's hot in here, but come on, we gotta be professionals, right? So anyway, that's it for today. We're going to wrap it up. If you want to check out the new book, it's up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, and my Blue Sky as well, which is something Brian Alvarez dot blues something or other. They always have to make it very difficult. So head up there and check that out. And my Instagram, I never plug that, F4W Online. I just put up a bunch of pics of the summer vacation we've been having so far. So there's a lot of stuff up there. And I've killed enough time. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.